In the wake of a massive algae bloom, JMI is urging the state to focus its Everglades restoration efforts on water storage north of Lake Okeechobee. To Dan Peterson, the study's author, going to the source is just common sense.
I liken it to this. If you walked into your house and you saw that your sink was about to overflow with water, would you cut another hole in the bottom of your sink, or would you attempt to limit the water by turning it off or limiting the water at the faucet?
Ramesh Reddy chairs the University of Florida's Soil and Water Sciences Department, and he agrees water storage facilities north of Lake Okeechobee serve a vital role.
Because as you store the water, it's not only you controlling the water flow, but at the same time, when the water is stored in north of the lake, it also provides some treatment so that reducing the nutrient concentrations, especially phosphorus.
And cutting the phosphorus load is important because it's fertilizer, promoting the growth of more algae. But Reddy says water flowing in is only half the equation. What do you do with the water rich in nutrients like phosphorus that's already in the lake?
That water needs to be treated to meet the Everglades nutrient criteria. So that requires water storage and the treatment also. So in my opinion, both water storage north of the lake and as well as south of the lake are important.
JMI analyzes policy with a focus on economics. And Peterson argues projects north of Lake Okeechobee offer the greatest return on investment, the best bang for your buck. But Steve Davis, an ecologist with the Everglades Foundation, disputes that conclusion.
If we are looking for storage solutions that benefit the situation in the St. Lucie River, the Caloosahatchee River, as well as the massive area of dead seagrass we have in Florida Bay, we know that water needs to go south. If we want to be able to provide benefits in all those areas, we know that storage south of Lake Okeechobee is the most beneficial.
In addition to lobbying for water storage above the lake, JMI's report argues there should be greater progress reporting for Everglades projects, and further studies should be done on the impact of Lake Okeechobee's freshwater releases. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.